One of the big surprises of 2020 was the huge positive global impact of commodity demand. We've seen platinum companies shoot the lights out. We're also seeing very strong demand for iron ore worldwide, particularly out of China. Themba Mkhwanazi, Chief Executive of Kumba Iron Ore. And I mean, we're a small producer by global standards, Themba, and we have to take whatever price comes our way, but it's been a very nice price environment for you in dollar terms for the last 6 to 12 months.
Good evening, Bruce. I wouldn't quite say we have to take whatever price comes our way. Certainly, we saw a very, very robust and strong iron ore price, as you have quite rightly said, driven by China, particularly in the first half. But what we saw clearly on the demand side was that in the second half, when the rest of the world was getting over COVID, some of the markets in Europe started opening up and we saw a V-shaped recovery, which was quite supportive of the higher iron ore prices. Now, for us, being a niche player, we are able to demand the higher premiums. And that's very much demonstrated in the fact that we tend to get a higher realized price than the index price. And again, it's testament to the superior quality of our products.
Talk to me about directors' dealings. I was surfing the internet today looking for some ideas as to what to talk to you about. And one of the observations by one of these websites is just the high number of directors' dealings. Lots of directors selling shares rather than sort of buying shares. And it does suggest that you are perhaps worried about the sustainability of a China-led recovery?
Well, certainly, I can't necessarily talk for the broader activities of what's happening in the market around director dealings. What I can clearly say...
But you've been selling shares. I mean, you as chief executive have been selling shares. I mean, so you must have a view.
I am not selling any shares currently. And in fact, what I would probably rather say is that we are quite confident in terms of the future, in terms of our business, and what we are effectively doing around fortifying the business. And again, to deliver the type of results in the environment of COVID that we deliver today says a lot around our resilience. When we look at the iron ore market, we continue to see robust demand from China. Last year, steel production was up by about 6%, and November, December, up around 10%. We are also seeing some supply constraints where the majors are not necessarily announcing major volumes into the market. So that bodes well for the iron ore market. And again, for us, our confidence in our business is also testament of the investments that we continue to make. We announced a $7 billion investment in Kapstevel South last year. And today we've announced a further $3.6 billion. So again, I mean, that gives confidence, not just in our business, but also confidence in investment in South Africa.
I mean, are you in a position where you're actually creating jobs with these new investments coming in? And so much of mining nowadays is, you know, just getting better robots to do the work. Is this a jobs-rich growth strategy that you're embarking on?
So what we are doing is we are extending the life of mine, which by default ensures that the communities and our workforce continue to enjoy the sustainability of the business and its impact in terms of the economies of those communities. So that's on the one hand. On the other hand, what we are also doing as well is that through the use of technology, we are actually improving the quality of jobs through, obviously, the mechanization and automation as well. So not only are the jobs safer environmentally, they are much more better placed. And more importantly as well, because we are automating some of the and making some of the manual tasks automated, we are actually opening up to actually introduce more females into jobs that probably were only done by males, which means we're really further diversifying our workforce, which as well bodes well.
But not creating new jobs. I mean, and it's not a criticism, it's just an observation about this, the way in which the world has changed. I mean, the fact is that you can do a lot more with fewer people, and you may change the number of people, you may change the genders of people, you may extend the lifetime of expected work experience on these different mines. But, you know, we just, what the country needs right now is jobs-rich growth, and nobody seems to be doing it. You know, for a myriad of reasons, because the environment is really quite tough.
The environment is tough, Bruce, but I would counter that, though, to say, I mean, we are sustaining jobs, but through our ensuring that we continue to be profitable, we continue to invest in our businesses, we are also creating the opportunity as well to effectively further create opportunities for employment. So, for example, when I look at, for example, our sustainable mine plan and the fact that one of the key levers is really around thriving communities, we are potentially seeing opportunities with creating more jobs outside of our business as opposed to inside of the business. So, for example, we have a target that for every one job within the business, we create 5 jobs out of the business. So when we start to think about decarbonization, when we start to think about, you know, self-generation of electricity and potentially the use of hydrogen, we start to look at how can that positively impact potential job creation. So those are certainly opportunities for job creation, but sustainable, environmentally friendly jobs.
Tema Mkwanasi, thank you. Chief Executive at Kumba Iron Ore.